Okay, baby, can daddy do this?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay, just sit here and wait for daddy, okay? The alarm clock sounds as the sun beams through the square glass to the side of me. Tempted to press that large rectangular button called snooze, but I refuse to lose any daylight that God has provided me due to the fact that my mind is a train. And I've never worked on a railroad, but I have tracks to lay. So I pack away and head to a small room filled with all tunes that are smothered by words, nouns, and verbs that to one mind can sound absurd, but to another it can calm the nerves. So I write down a verse. In a poetic rhyme and rhythm that my mind is given, my pen is the predator, my pad is the victim. Some say I'm sick, and if music is it, then I've caught all the symptoms. As the instruments pan through the speakers, I either ignite the ether or I rewrite with the inside of these eyes and my mind features. Once my satisfaction is complete, I proceed to make use of my feet towards the east side of the room in the corner. There stands a device, a nickname, the mic, a friend that listens each night. And though he can't speak or breathe, he seems to be able to seek and see the peace and let me know everything's going to be right. Once the record is finished, so is my mission. Pack up the equipment and back to the kitchen and whip up a dinner for my two beautiful sons. And listen, it doesn't matter my condition, however long the distance, I vow to be in division until my funeral comes. So after we feast, I cleanse off the vegetables and meat from the teeth and bathe from the head to the toenails on their feet, then head to the sheets and lay our heads to rest in peace. Drift into a bliss in my mind since now that's done. My life is like a mixtape, and this was track 1.